I don't know about you, but it is very, very easy to want to retaliate, especially when someone has said or done something that upsets you. It has humiliated you and has changed the perception of how people view you, and nobody likes their reputation being, corrupted and stuff like that. So it's very easy to retaliate, and you're not alone, literally. You're not alone. This is a feeling that is normal. And today we will be diving into it as we explore or when you feel Wednesday. I won't say happy Wednesday because maybe you're tuning in and you're not feeling happy, or this is another day of the week and you're not feeling so happy. But hopefully by the end of this episode, you will be able to say it is indeed a happy Wednesday or a happy day that you're listening to this. Yeah? Don't go anywhere. We're going to get right into it right now.
Struggling the soul, feeling like you're nothing. We got a word and that is a sure thing. Don't believe in fake, activate your faith. We're the real ones and we got you. We got you.
In preparing for today's episode, I was about to Google a very short story about, the dangers of wanting to retaliate, But while I was typing in the word, the Lord dropped the story of David into my spirit. And, side note, many times we want to run to Google to get stuff, but really and truly, Google is not God. We need to run to God and let God tell us what to do. Hey, I don't know who needs that free gem. Pick it up, it's free. So the story in 1 Samuel 24 came to mind, where David spared Saul's life. So at that time, Saul wanted to kill David, and David had to be hiding into a cave. And for that very instant, Saul heard that David was in that cave, and he took 3,000 men to come and kill David as well as to kill his men. And while David was in the cave and Saul was there, someone said to David that, "Hey, my friend, today's actually the day that the Lord wants you to take advantage of, the enemy coming into your camp. He wants you to have your way." And I want to read what that person was saying according to the New King James Version. So he was like, "Then the men of David said to him, 'This is the day of which the Lord said to you, behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you.'" And I am pointing out that very scripture, and I want you to really just remember it. But anyway, fast forwarding down, David cut a piece of Saul's clothing, and while he was doing it, he didn't feel it right in his spirit, and he went back to the men and said, no, I will not touch the Lord's anointed." And following that, David called out to Saul and he said, "This is the day that the Lord delivered you into my hands, but I didn't kill you, and I'm leaving it up to God to come between us what it is that we have, right?" And after that, Saul said to him that, "Surely you are a righteous man, you are much better than me." And he went on to say that, "Swear to me, because you're gonna be the king, swear to me that you will not cut off my descendants after me, and you won't destroy the name of my father's house." And David swore to him, right? But following that, Saul still tried to kill him, but David stuck to his oath. And that's the thing. You know, his oath was bigger than an agreement between Saul. He recognized that when I made this agreement, it is between me and Jesus. You know, me, I forgot answer to this, so might as well me just do the right thing. And I've come to love David in the sense where even when he sinned by committing fornication with Bathsheba, and he wrote Psalm 51, he said that God, the sin that I committed, it was not between anybody else, but it was between you and I. You know, he was like, this sin is between only between you only have I sinned, right? Against you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. And that's the thing, we have to reach that point where we recognize that if we sin, if we retaliate, the retaliation is not between me and the other person, it's literally between me and God. And it is so easy to want to cuss off somebody, to hurt them, but that is not the godly thing to do. The word of God says that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. And many times we want to take up justice in our own hands and we don't even realize that we're making the situation bad. We can't render evil for evil. It's not right. According to Proverbs 16 verses 2, it says, all the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits, right? And in 1 Samuel 24, when the servants were talking to David, they were like, the Lord wants you to do what is right according to you. And that is how you know that, you know, he was getting wrong instructions. And that's the thing. Sometimes people going off will come to me and say, yeah, idiot, brother. You know, so the opportunity is here, so you need to retaliate. But if you hear somebody saying, you need to retaliate, that means that that person is not speaking from a place of hearing from God. That wisdom is a faulty wisdom. Something is wrong and that person needs to check themselves, and you need to check yourself, and you need to also not reach that point where you give in to what they're saying. Because it's so easy to be blinded by our own version of justice. But if only we waited a little longer. And you may be saying, but Nasanta, it's easier said than done. Of course, me no say it's easier said than done. But what I've come to realize, because right now, mother mine tells some people some cloth. And I'm not talking about fabric. And if you're not Jamaican, cloth means some bad words, some expletives, some profanities. Sometimes I want to tell some people some things. Sometimes I won't lie, I pray some David prayer. I'm like, God, kill this person because this person deserves for dead. But who am I? Who am I? Who am I? I don't even want to do the bad things towards them because I'm like, you're treating me bad. I want to treat you bad. And sometimes I have to be taking a walk. I have to say, God, I realize that this is not right. This is not of you. Help me not to keep up this person in my heart. Because I realize too that you can keep the vengeance in your heart, but really and truly, only you alone get affected, and the person I live on with them own a life. And we did a sit down on a plot, and we're not living, we're not being present, and that don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. And because the promise is that vengeance is mine, said the Lord, I will repeat. I go back to God and God and say, God, you said vengeance is yours. You will repeat. Well, this is the issue. This is what your child, and I say your child because David recognized that Saul was the Lord's anointed, even though he's acting like that. And the fact is, sometimes people will act, they're quote unquote, no, I won't say quote unquote, they have accepted the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as their father. So they are children of the Lord. And these children of the Lord, they don't act like children of the Lord. They act like they are Satan's spawn, like the devil is their neighbor, right? And because of this, sometimes it's hard to even see them because they're like, God, them should have gone better. But we have the decision to be the better person. And that's what we need to do. What I've also come to realize is that by praying for my enemies, I've also gotten my release. David prayed for his enemies. I don't remember what I was reading earlier, but in reading it, it was like, saying that eventually even our enemies will become at peace with us, you know? And I think one of the ways that that literally happens is when you put these people into the Lord's hand. And while I was reading that passage recently, the story of how Solomon was at peace with all of David's enemies came to mind. And Solomon, he didn't just get it because of his own right. It was because of all the prayers that David laid up. And the truth is that sometimes our enemies won't be at peace with us while we are walking on this earth. But that doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't hear these prayers. What it can mean is that the peace, the rest will come after us, and that's fine because we did pray and our timing is not the Lord's timing. That is perfectly fine. We just need to know that we are not rendering evil for evil. Okay? Okay. So in summary, when you feel like you want to retaliate, your first step of action is to go to God in prayer. You go to God and you complain and tell the Lord Jesus every single thing the way you don't want to tell the person. But don't tell God the expletive. You can't say, God, more tell the somebody the expletive. They might, you know, say it nasty. But don't you go to God and tell him the expletive. However, tell him all the things that you want done. Tell him you want the person head served upon a platter. Be gruesome. Tell him what you want done. But while you do that, don't stay there. You let the Lord, just like David, say, God, you can't make this person triumph over me. You need to let this thing be settled. I need peace. Rescue me from this net. Rescue me from this sabotage that this person is doing to me. Right? And based on praying all of this out, it is a preparation to actually hear from God, to be directed. Read some scriptures, find some psalms to read. And even if those psalms are not relatable, write your own psalm. Write it out. Write it out. If you can't pray it, you write it. You write it, right? Because you're writing it unto God. You're doing it in a way that not only is it therapeutic, but you're also getting the peace that you need. I'll also advise you to worship. There are some songs about worship and warfare and so on. You go listen to them. You go do it. I love this song right now by Ibuka Songs that says, I will pray. Say, I will pray, I will pray. I will pray, oh, I will pray, because if I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. And that is not a lie. The devil's desire is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants to laugh and scoff, and he is the accuser of the brethren. So after he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? He then wants you to retaliate, so then he accuses you and you feel bad, and then you and your relationship with God become stagnant. Because you must say, but you should have known better. And you say, you're a Christian. We cannot allow the devil to laugh. Recently, I wanted to retaliate to somebody, you see. And I remembered my mother's voice, which matches the voice of God, that says, you cannot allow the enemy to see you cry. You cannot allow the enemy to laugh at you. You need to go to God and worship. And that's what I did. And then I also started to remember, I'm not the only person in this mental prison. Paul was physically imprisoned. David was in a cave running for his life, you know. Me and not the only one that go through this, and you're not the only one that go through this. But the truth is that we're not go through it alone. We have the Lord Jesus. We just need to invite him in. And when the person comes to you, you do good. You always ensure, say, your heart clean. Make for them heart turn dirty. Stay dirty. But still pray for that person. and do good. It's the hardest, but do good. And don't sit down and hold on to the grudge, like I said earlier, because based on that, you will be constantly living in that hurt moment while you're missing out on the presentness. You're missing out on progression. And we cannot allow that to happen as children of God. We need to be free from the bondage and forgive the person 70 times 7. And something to note, if you can't forgive people, then the Lord naga forgive you. Then the Lord naga answer your prayers. So you see, it's more so about our relationship with God. How we react with people will impact how God will react with us. If you don't want God to retaliate with you, then don't retaliate with others. Okay? If he that hath an ear, let him hear. Okay? Okay. So by now, I hope that you can say that you're feeling happier, you're feeling tamer. You're feeling more at peace and you want to go forward. You want to go deeper with the Lord to help you to go through this process. This was just a preamble. I don't have all the answers, but what I do, I have the start. I'm here to give you the jump start to then go into prayer, to then go into fasting if needs be, and to go into the word, because that is what is going to keep you, the word. That was what the Lord Jesus used when the enemy came in. He used the word to raise up a standard against the enemy, and that's what you need to do. So in closing, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have promised that you will take charge, that vengeance is yours, you will repay it. So based on that, it means that we don't have to take up justice in our own hands. God, you've let us realize that we will only think that we're doing right in our own eyes, but it is you that weighs it. And many times when you weigh it, you realize that we are in the wrong. So might as well, Lord Jesus, we bring it to you. I don't know what it is that everybody's going through, but right now what I do know is that some people want to retaliate, and we cannot allow the enemy to laugh at us, your children. So help us to do good, mighty Jesus. Help us, God Almighty, to turn the other cheek. Help us, mighty God, to reach that point where we realize that in not holding grudges, that is how we end up loving others. And right now, some people need to be loved. Help us, God Almighty, to heal from every hurt, because hurt people hurt people. And we cannot say that we're helping to heal others when we are broken. So mend us, mighty Jesus, of every hurt. Mend us, mighty God, of every wound, be it emotionally, physically, God Almighty, spiritually, in every alley. Help us, God, to not be stuck in that moment of hurt, but to keep it going, to keep it moving in the name of Jesus. God Almighty, whatever it is that I fail to ask in your name, I pray, God, that you will let it come to pass. Once you know that it should be done, remember your children, remember this ministry, just continue to help us, mighty God. These and other mercies we pray and ask in your name. Amen. So here ended of today's episode. I am happy in the Lord. I am happy. I came on this episode before wanting to retaliate on so many levels, because some of the issues, you know, that are happening in my life, they're reoccurring. And sometimes me feel tired for go to God about it, but to talk about it right now in this episode and to read the scriptures and to be reminded, I am at peace. I am at peace. And that's the beauty of being in the scriptures, because those who have their mind stayed on him will have perfected peace. And you are able to have your mind stayed on Christ when you're in the word. So I'm very happy. Today, in the name of Jesus, is going to be a great Wednesday. And if it's the case where you're listening to this on a different day, it's still going to be great. In the name of Jesus, just keep taking it a day at a time. Well, for me, an hour at a time. Recently, one of my friends, she gave me this idea where I read Psalm 23 every single hour, and hopefully soon we will delve into it. But for now, take Take it an hour at a time. Read a scripture every single hour and pray. Remind yourself that you are not a victim. You are a victor through Christ Jesus. All right? So, happy Wednesday, and the Lord bless you. Bless you. And if this episode blessed you, see my brain was running fast. If this episode blessed you, be sure to share it with a friend. Share it with somebody. And if you, I give you the permission to be petty, to share this with the person who you want to retaliate against. But while you do so, ensure that you pray and clean up your heart first. And don't let that pettiness stay. I know this is mixed intention, but what I'm basically saying is that if there's this person that you know needs to hear this, share it with them, but don't be 100% petty about it. Yeah? Remember the scripture that says, pick out the something out of your eye before. Yeah. So ensure that you started before you give them, because who knows? This episode may be the trigger for a conversation, and you want to be able to know that you're able to do it unto Christ, to do it in a Christly manner. All right, so enough rumbling, stumbling for me. Here ended the ended. This is Nasanta signing out, saying it has been real. I need to remember how to say this, but anyway, this is for the sheep. Bye.